What a blessing it is to have Wayne and Heather and their families and Christina join us here as part of our church family. And it's just such a wonderful thing to see. And a privilege to be here this morning with our church family and congregation. Such a privilege. Before we get into our time of prayer requests and praises, do we have any first-time visitors with us? Yes, ma'am. You mind please tell us your names and where you're from?
Well, it's not my first time here, but Don Wilkinson is my name. My wife, Vicki, it is her first time here. We are residents of Flint Ridge. I've been here since December of 94. I moved her in here and married her back in December. August 2012. I'll get it right. And for those that really want to understand it, I'm Walter's brother from another mother.
Welcome. Great to have you guys this morning. Right back here, Walter.
This isn't my first time here, but I'm pretty new. My name's Jocelyn. I go by Luna. I just moved here from Lawton.
Welcome, Jocelyn. Great to have you. All right. Before we get into our praises and prayer requests, I'll just raise your hand. We'll start back here with this side, and Walter will bring you the microphone to state your name and what you'd like to share with the congregation. Yeah, Rod.
I'm Rod Ramsell, but I have a thank you from Mark and Rhonda Parrish. Thank you for your kindness, your support, and prayers for our family. We're so grateful for your donation towards Trevor's burial. It is so wonderful to know my dad has a church body like Ridge Chapel. May God bless you, Mark and Rhonda Parrish.
Charla.
Yeah, I'm Charla. Excuse me. I just have an unspoken this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Misty Paulette, I have a coworker that has a daughter that's in surgery right now. She had a big kidney stone, so if y'all could pray for a recovery on that, I'd appreciate it.
Anyone else on this side? All right, how about over here? I missed one. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Praise. Several of our boys out at Brush Creek have they want to get baptized.
Very good. Wonderful. That is wonderful. Hank, did you have something? Anybody else over here? Jocelyn?
I'm Jessica. The lady that we've been privileged to be able to bring to church for the past few months, Linda, she's experienced a setback in her health. I'm not too sure, but she was in the hospital all last week, and now she's been transferred to a nursing home for like skilled level of care for a couple weeks. So if we could keep her in our prayers. She lives around here. Her daughter and granddaughter live here in Little Kansas, so if we can just keep them in our prayers.
Her name is Linda.
I'd just like to lift up the Ugandan troop that was with us. I'm sure several of y'all are keeping up with your quote, children. But they are possibly going to Brownsville, Texas, and I'd like to lift up that prayer request. It's tentative right now, but they have been busy in the Metroplex, and I'd just like to continue to lift them up, please.
I'd like to pray for me and my younger three siblings. We got just this. We've been in DHS custody for over 2 years now, and we've all been separated.
We sure will. I'd like to share a couple praises. Have one Josie message this morning that she invited three of her teammates to church that normally don't attend with her, and she invited them this morning. They all three accepted. So she's taken three of her teammates with her to church this morning. And I know Miss Kay usually requests prayers for our military and first responders, and I would like to do that this morning as well. And it hit home. Callie's been in two physical altercations in the last 2 days, and man, that just brings it home when your daughter is there on the front lines doing that. And it's so anyway, let's pray for protection and praise that the Lord kept her safe in those deals and does every day, and that He'll continue to. So if there are no others, we'll have our prayer song.
Our gracious Father, and Lord and Savior, we come before You, giving You glory and praise and honor, for You are our God, and we give You our love, because You loved us first. Such love we can't really completely comprehend, but we give You just our thanks and return Your love. Father, we praise You for several things here, Lord. We praise You for the baptisms of these boys. Thank You, Lord. We praise You for those who have joined our family here, of Wayne and Heather and all their family, as well as Christina, Lord. Just thank You. And we also praise You for our ability to share financially with the parishes, and just that we were able to help them and that they found that, you know, to be a blessing. We praise You for that Josie has teammates accepted. And Lord, we pray, there's a prayer there too, that they may hear and understand and know You better, that they may come to fully understand the love that You have for each and every one of them. Lord, we now lift up some of our needs, and Lord, we pray for Charla and her unspoken and whatever is going on there. And we pray for Misty's co-worker's daughter who has recovering from kidney stone operation, and Lord, just be in that and heal her. We pray for Linda and her health setback, that being in the hospital this week and now in a nursing home. We ask for healing there, Lord. We pray for the Uganda troop, that You may be with them in their travels and also in their presentation, that it may glorify You and draw people to a better understanding of the joy that comes from serving and worshiping You. Lord, we pray for just this situation where the separation from their siblings, oh Lord, that's such a tough thing to do. So Lord, be with them all. Comfort them, and may Your knowledge that You're there with each and every one of them be just felt. And may You bring them back together as quickly as possible. Lord, we pray for our military, our first responders, and the police and health services, and just all the, you know, all those that are putting their lives on the line. Oh Lord, be with them, protect them, guide them with Your wisdom. May You help them to focus on what they're doing and not be over diligent, overzealous. May You guide their actions, and may You just help our country to understand and others to understand the need for this kind of a situation, but, you know, and to help them to not be so zealous as well. Lord, we pray for just our country. and our leaders. Lord, help them to make wise decisions. May your presence and may you guide them in according to your will, that we may come closer to you. We pray for their souls, that they may know you and understand you and serve you. We pray for our world, especially for our family around the world that are being persecuted. We pray for strength, courage, comfort for all of them, from Nigeria to North Korea to China to India and Pakistan, throughout the world, Lord, even here in the United States where our family is being persecuted. So be with them and guide them. Lord, we lift up Allie and Leon and just ask a blessing on them, and we ask for healing there as well. And for many that just unspokens that were not mentioned today, that we may meet our needs and heal us and guide us. And especially, Lord, we pray that you help us to know you personally, knowing the love and comprehending the sacrifice and your desire to draw us closer to you. May you draw this group, our family, to you. In your son's name, amen.